Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Grow your own garlic. Homegrown garlic tastes delicious, and with many different varieties to grow, it means you can experience a wider taste range than you would get with supermarket garlic. Emma Rawlings offers some tips on planting garlic now on your plot. Garlic has been grown for centuries and has long been known for its healing powers. In ancient Egypt, garlic was renowned for its health-promoting properties, and this has only strengthened as science has proved a lot of these claims. Growing your own may seem unnecessary when you can buy bulbs very cheaply in the supermarkets, but homegrown has a far superior taste. When to plant? Garlic can be planted from September to early spring, about March, but autumn planting is often best, with autumn and November being peak times for garlic planting. Some varieties are best planted earlier, some later, so check planting times when buying. It is a crop to experiment with, because some gardeners don't always find it an easy crop to grow, and this is down to many reasons, including the aspect of your garden, the soil or disease in the soil, such as white rot. All is not lost if you do struggle to grow it in your plot, because garlic can be grown in containers too. Planting direct. Choose a really sunny spot to grow garlic. If you've some rotted garden compost, mix this into the soil before planting. The bulbs are made up of individual cloves, and these are gently snapped away. Remove any very loose papery skin, but don't take any more off. Make a shallow drill about 4 centimetres or 1.5 inches deep and gently push the cloves into the drill. The pointed end is uppermost. Space them about 15 centimetres or 6 inches apart in the row. The rows should be about 30 to 45 centimetres or 12 to 18 inches apart. Cover with soil so the tip is buried. If you leave the tip showing, sometimes birds will pull them up. There is no need to water at this stage. Mark the row with the name of the variety. Cell tray planting. If you have very heavy soil or it is prone to sit very wet in winter, it may be a good idea to start off your garlic in cell trays. They can be started off any time up to December or even January by this method. Simply take cell trays, 6 centimetres or 2.5 inch cells, and fill with some good multi-purpose compost. Insert the cloves with just the top sticking out. Moisten the compost if it is very dry. Place the trays on a greenhouse bench or in a cold frame or in a mini greenhouse. The cloves may sprout early, but as long as the greenhouse is not heated, and it should not be, they need it cold, they won't grow too much during the winter. In early spring, about March time, you can plant them out into the ground. Space the plants as you would planting direct and plant them at the same depth, so don't bury the stems too deeply. Keep the plants well watered. Aftercare. Garlic may sprout quite quickly after planting, but then often sits not doing a lot until the day lengths and winter improves in early spring. Now you'll get really good growth, and it is at this stage that watering is important. Dry springs are not uncommon in some parts of the country, so it is worth watering the crop if this happens. A feed of sulphate of potash is a good idea in February or March. Harvesting. Come midsummer, after an autumn planting, the tops of the garlic will start to yellow and die back. Don't water the crop now. Hard-neck garlic tends to be ready for lifting when the lower leaves start to turn yellow. Soft-neck garlic can be left a bit longer when it yellows and topples over. It is now worth lifting the bulbs on a dry, sunny day and letting them sit, either in the soil to dry or placing on a greenhouse bench or somewhere you can spread them out to dry for a couple of days. Once dry, remove any excess foliage at the top, but keep some to tie the stems together and hang somewhere dry and cool, below 15 degrees Celsius or 59 degrees Fahrenheit, ideally. The garlic should keep well for a few months. Use when required. Container planting. You can grow garlic in containers. Choose a large container, about 30 centimetres or 12 inches in diameter. Use a multi-purpose compost or a John Innes No. 3 compost and insert the cloves spaced slightly closer together than if in the open ground. About 10 cloves spaced equally apart in a 12-inch or 30-centimetre pot is about right. Place the pots in the garden where there is plenty of sun, but also where they will get plenty of rainfall, so not in the shadow of buildings.
Kitchen Garden offers down-to-earth advice from the finest minds in gardening to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed every month with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have 7 different offers available exclusive to our podcast listeners, so there's something for every budget. And don't forget that all subscribers are eligible to sign in to our Subs Club on the Kitchen Garden website.
So go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG229 for all the details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.